drove to Marshall.
Right, the kind of thing.
Well, that, used to, like when you was coming into town,
mm-hmm.
why, you know, why people would send by you after groceries and whatnot, because mm-hmm. they knew that you'd be a going. Well, we've done the same thing by other neighbors, see, mm-hmm. and they'd hear the wagons coming and well, different times why they've come out and, you know, give us a want list mm-hmm. to pick their groceries up mm-hmm. because they knew we'd be coming back, you know, empty. Mm-hmm. And but they look forward. I mean, Saturday that was done a lot now
mm-hmm.
because they had to have their groceries in, you know, and they'd send by. And we, as I said, we've sent by people after stuff where anymore, you know, mm-hmm. you don't ever think about something like that. You just go get it, you know. You just go get it.
Yeah.
But now I tell you what, when we used to go to towns, and that was the only means of transportation was going in a wagon. You didn't go to town every day, or if you needed something, you wrote it down. You had a want list from, and it's a rule you'd buy what that you had to buy. Of course, as I said, most of us raised the biggest part of what we eat. But what this want list, and you bought a week's supply or a 2 week supply, mm-hmm. you knew that because you wasn't going in town every mm-hmm. day or something like that.
Well, you were talking about you had a smokehouse at your original
yes,
house. Well, what other kinds of out-type buildings did you have around here?
Well, of course, we had the smokehouse and the barn, the chicken house and the crib and the granary, and then we had that little outhouse out behind
what
the
house.
It? We called it toilet.
Oh, you called it the toilet
instead of
the outhouse.
Yes, we did. All my life, that's what we called it, toilet.
Well, like in a barn, what did you call the part where you would store grain? Did you have something?
Well, we had a granary.
Yes,
that's because we threshed a lot of oats, and of course that was to, you know, for the dairy cows and the mules, and then the wheat, of course, was where we for our flour.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of wheat, we swelled it, and of course, when we separate with a cream separator, well, we'd swell wheat in the milk,
mm-hmm.
and that would, you could really fatten hogs on it.
And then you feed that to the hogs.
You bet, yeah.
Well, like in a barn, there's a, like the upper part of the barn.
That's up in the loft.
Oh, yeah, you called it that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were, I guess you fixed hay and what did you have to do, like when you had more hay than you could put in the barn, what did you have
we
to do?
Stacked it out.
Yeah,
we used to but didn't everybody have balers or anything? In fact, and that was all horse-drawn stuff.
Mm-hmm.
and I've of course, anybody, a kid always, that is their first job around hay baling and whatnot, was punching the wires through and back through and then tying it, and picking up the block and handing it to the one that was feeding the baler. And it was horse-drawn, and of course, it was a slow operation. You bale, 60 to 100 bales a day. And that was a pretty good day's work.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it was, you know, a slow operation, as I said. So what we'd do, we'd cut hay and rake it, and then we'd stack it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd haul this hay into the stack and stack it. And then after we got all of our hay up and in stacks,